Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. The latest annual round of Sports Emmy Awards will be presented next month. Our first guest produced The Weight of Gold, Up for Long Sports Documentary. Whether or not HBO's special wins, Amber Thea Harris has more TV fish to fry, and we'll learn what when she joins me next. Unsung, a part of TV One's lineup since 2008, has won numerous honors for its up-close profiles of soul and pop music makers facing and thriving past the crisis of their lives. Co-executive producer Keisha Manier will tune in next half hour. Also ahead, digital content Newfront Roundup, Dick Wolf's Magic Monday in more ways than one, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker on TuneIn Radio, and present on Verbal, Amazon Music, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com. More details later in the program. Whether you are joining us early evening in the East Coast or mid-afternoon on the West or anywhere in between, we welcome you to a very special edition, prime time for us, you might say, of the program about TV's current and future. 60 wet degrees at the top of the hour. Great day for the most part. Last half hour, it started to shower. And we are delighted to have you with us. We have a pair of great guests coming away in the hour ahead, plus a lot more. And we invite you to be part of the program. So interact with our guests. How? Pick up the phone and call in. 646-652-2906. It's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. Chat rooms up a business, as always. It's SimonApple04 by name. You can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the promo is on the air, you connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk speaker, tune in stream, follow the instructions, other people can be live with you. Amber Thea Harris from HBO's Sports Emmy-nominated special, The Weight of Gold, and much more, will join us live from Los Angeles after this expanded news note section. Opening day of the 2021 Digital Content Newfronts, staged virtually by the Interactive Advertising Bureau, was packed with TV announcements throughout. Among the highlights, Roku picking up original episodes of PBS favorites This Old House and Ask the Old House, or That's This Old House, and additional content from the organizer of both PBS long-running series. Crackle parent company Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment will launch a new ad-supported network and on-demand service there this fall with both original and acquired content. Also, Crackle will add original series from several suppliers later this year and 2022, from Halcyon TV, a spinoff of Sonar Entertainment, to Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Enterprise, and faith-based group Bridgestone Multimedia Group. Tubi will premiere a variety of original programming this fall and beyond, from made-for-TV live-action and animated movies to true crime documentary specials, some provided by divisions of Fox. Fubo TV is on track to launch interactive games and sports betting on its multi-channel bundle this fall. Vizio, that's a smart TV set maker, will debut a set of custom courtesy channels, or custom content channels, I should say, with advertiser backing. First up, a gaming esports service programmed by SubNation. Thursday Night Football will star on Amazon Prime Video next fall. That's 2022, and that's 1 year earlier than announced under the deal from the NFL last month. And Dick Wolf is set to do his first scripted series for a smart TV set or device plumbing service called On Call, and it will be on call for Amazon-owned IMDb.tv. And that is not all for Mr. Wolf. In other non-newsfront news notes, NBC will get another Law & Order series off the ground next season. Defense attorneys will be the focus of Law & Order for the Defense. Again, created executive produced by Dick Wolf. Kung Fu picked up a second season on the CW this afternoon, and another CW renewal came through for Stargirl from DC for season 3. And BET has additional seasons of Tyler Perry's popular sitcoms House of Pain and Assisted Living. It will be the ninth year for House of Pain and third for Assisted Living. And that will take both series through 2023 on BET. And that is news notes for today. My first guest is a very versatile person. He just won a nomination for the 2021 Sports Emmy Awards to be given out in New York virtually, and it's for an HBO special called The Weight of Gold. And that's just some of what she does. She also does freelance assignments for various sports networks, including the NFL Network, and she's also working on something interactive that might be interactive TV. Let's find out if it is and what's going on with her overall. Joining me live from Los Angeles is Emmy Award nominee for sports, Amber Thea Harris. Amber, welcome in.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Did you expect to get nominated for a sports Emmy?
Absolutely not. I won a sports Emmy for my performance as a broadcaster 15 years ago. I've been nominated since as a broadcaster, but never won again. And here I made my first documentary, my first film, and I was just excited to have it finished and get picked up by HBO and to have it affect so many people. And, you know, I was on to the next project, and I was at the gym, and I noticed that my phone was blowing up, so of course you think somebody died. And next thing I know, my agent calls me and says, congrats, the film got nominated. So to me, it's just icing on the cake. I don't care if we win or not. I'm just thrilled that we were able to do a meaningful film that affected people and hopefully took the stigma, some of the stigma off of mental health and elite athletes.
What was The Weight of Gold about, and why do you feel it impacted so many?
The Weight of Gold, Michael Phelps is the star, but the film features 10 different Olympic gold medalists, some of the biggest names that we all know, United States gold medalists like Apollo Ohno and Sasha Cohen and Shaun White and so many more names. What it is, it's a deep look at the mental health of Olympians. And from beginning to end, from the time they're a child, when they can swim faster than everybody else or run faster than everybody else, all the way through to whether they win a gold medal or they feel the disappointment of losing and failing. And it's very difficult. And the film was born off of a gold medalist that we were actually doing a feature on. That ended up taking his own life. He was a bobsledder named Stephen Holcomb, and we were chronicling his rise back to the Winter Olympics in 2018. And in 2017, right after an interview with us, he took his own life. And so it really forced us to tell the real story of the documentary. And we brought Michael Phelps on board because he was being very outspoken at the time about his battles with depression and mental health issues as an Olympian. And what happened was we created this beautiful, powerful, very difficult to digest film, taking an honest look at how we kind of treat our athletes or how we don't treat our athletes for their mental health issues.
Was there any concern either going in or as you were putting this special together that the athletes you wanted to come out with these issues of mental health would not be as forthright or would not be or be very sensitive about being public about it?
Of course. You know, each one that you approach, you think, wow, why would they be so open about this? And I was very surprised and honored that they trusted us with their story. And we were not turned – well, actually, we were only turned down by one athlete. But every other athlete that we asked, they said, sure, it's time for us to tell the truth about what's happening here. And even – the parents of Jarrett Speedy Peterson, who was an Olympic skier who took his own life a couple of years ago, they were on board and they appeared in the film. And I can't imagine how difficult it was for them to talk about the loss of their son. But I think there was a collective sense that this was important and people need to understand what is happening within our Olympic community. And I was just honored that, you know, with my place within the sports community as a whole, that I've had teams like the Baltimore Orioles reach out to me and ask me to speak to their team about mental health within the athletic community. And it's kind of a crusade of mine to shed some light on it and make people feel that they're not alone. If the strongest, the mentally strongest people on earth, which are, you know, some of our athletes, can suffer from this, then anybody can suffer from it.
When it comes to sports documentaries, Amber, HBO is one of the gold standards because of their famed, you know, track record with sports, the Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, but also their track record of Inside the NFL before it went elsewhere, and also a lot of these sports documentaries that were done by people like Ross Greenberg when he was humming HBO Sports. Was this a case of HBO giving you the green light to do it, or you made the documentary first and then brought it to HBO, which is a very unusual thing for them to do?
It was very unconventional. I mean, there was a time where we didn't know if this film was going to get made, and I have to give credit to Podium Pictures, my partner Brett Rapkin. He and I started out on this journey together. We later brought in Michael Phelps, and then, you know, Octagon had a hand in it as well in finishing it. And so we pretty much shot the whole film with Octagon and and Podium and myself. And then Michael and Octagon went out and tried to shop it. And so we pretty much had a shot finished film for someone to buy. And so that's also something I'm proud of, that we kind of did it grassroots from the ground up. And it's truly an indie film in that sense. But HBO stepped in and gave it new life, and they finished it. And the producers there, you know, hats off to them. And it really was a team effort. They got it across the finish line. So it really was Octagon and Podium and HBO Sports that did this amazing job.
The 2021 Sports Emmy Awards will be coming your way live on June 8th. They will be available online. We'll tell you how you can see it, by the way, live on that date. And again, one of the nominees for long-form documentary special is The Weight of Gold, which was produced by our guest right now this half hour, Amber Thea Harris. It's just one of the many projects she does in the world of sports television and elsewhere. We'll get to those in our next segment. She joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on this special evening edition of Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Bindu live from New York, 60 degrees, top of the hour. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Back in our regular time period, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific on Friday with a 90-day edition, and we have two guests already set for you. We'll have one of the key people at HDTV, Home and Garden Television, Beth Gayala, with us. We've got some very interesting new shows that have popped up in recent weeks, and we'll also get her thoughts about how Discovery Plus is doing, which is also carrying Home and Garden shows. And then maybe one of the most unique segments we have done so far this year or any year. You may meet the founder of a new venture that we heard about late last week called Space 11. Here's what they want to do. They want to produce live, filmed, paid programming, series and specials beyond Earth's borders. Yes, in space, the final frontier with zero gravity. And if you think that's on the real surreal side, remember, Tom Cruise is shooting his latest movie in outer space as well. It can be done. And we're going to talk to the founder of Space 11. Her name is, or his name, is Andrea Ervolino. That's coming up in a special edition of Tomorrow Be Televised Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific, 90 edition, right here on Blog Talk Radio Speaker and TuneIn Radio. Amber, this is just one of the things. You wear many hats in the world of sports television. You're sort of like a person like freelances from place to place to place. How do you pick and choose the assignments you do?
I always say I pick and choose what keeps me up at night. I see myself as a storyteller, whether it's sports or not, whether it's film, whether it's a trivia project, I mean, the animated project. I'm working on so many different things. But whatever stories strike me as stories that need to be told, those are the projects that I'll put my time into. And, you know, there's a reason I went out on my own a couple of years ago. I didn't want to be beholden to any one network, and I wanted to do so much more than just broadcast sports, which I don't say just broadcast sports. I mean, I did that for 20 years, and it was such an amazing experience, you know, hosting Thursday Night Football and covering World Series and doing all that I did. I did 8 Super Bowls. But I just feel like there were bigger stories in the world that had a purpose that needed to be told, and that's kind of what I've dedicated my time and my creativity to, and it's been really, really fun and really gratifying.
You mentioned Thursday Night Football. I mentioned in our news notes section that Amazon announced today that they are going to launch Thursday Night Football on Prime Video a year earlier than expected, not 2023 under the NFL deals that were announced last month, but a year earlier, 2022. And they made it very clear in their presentation this afternoon they're going to have their own pre-show, post-show, halftime show, do some interactive elements, stats, other things. How do you think they're going to fare with Thursday Night Football?
I think they're going to do great because people are cutting the cord. People don't watch cable anymore, and it's all about streaming services. And I think the one reason people were still holding on to cable was sports, live sports. Well, now you have so many different streaming services that are offering live sports that you don't need cable anymore. And Amazon being this mammoth, and, you know, the NFL has already been in bed with Amazon. They've already been doing a pre- and post-game show. Some of my colleagues, Kay Adams and other people, Chris Long, have been on that show for a while. So I think they're going to do amazing. I'm excited because I think it's the NFL kind of modernizing and understanding the way that fans consume their games, and Thursday Night Football is one of their biggest assets that they have. So I think this is a great move. I think Amazon is going to be glad that they invested in this.
You know, it seems that this postseason that there was an attempt by some of the broadcast players who have other networks beyond their broadcast network to do special editions of NFL playoff games, whether it was Telemundo, which has done quite a bit with the NFL with Sunday Football this year. They did all the Sunday Football games on NBC in Spanish, plus other. But you also had Nickelodeon doing the special postseason game with CBS. You had ESPN doing a special edition of Freeform. It seems that in these new NFL deals, we're going to see a lot more than that, where games, whether regular season or postseason, are not going to just run on a broadcast network. They run simultaneously or in some manner on a cable network or a streaming service, like a Peacock, let's say, with NBC's games.
Exactly. Look, the bottom line is, as long as people are consuming the content of the NFL is winning. And what is the major content of the NFL is its live games. And for years, this sort of monopoly, whether it was CBS or Fox or whomever had it, you know, ESPN for Monday Night Football, you know, that's sort of old-fashioned to me, and I think Roger Goodell is right on board with this, and this is why we're seeing so many players involved in these bids of the rights coming up here in last year. Is that as long as people seeing the game in any way that they can see the games is good for the league. It's good for business. So why not diversify the multiple different outlets in which people can see the games? And I think it's so smart to go after Nickelodeon. I mean, they're up for an Emmy. That broadcast was up for an Emmy. And we'll find out June 8th if they won as well. But CBS partnered with Nickelodeon to do that broadcast, and it was a tremendous ratings success. And one of the reasons is, you know, kids do like football, and the NFL is trying to find a way to appeal to the new football fan, the younger football fan, which is more player-based. Those fans attach to players. They don't attach to a team the way that older fans did. But going after Nickelodeon, going after Telemundo, that is fantastic. I mean, I have a lot of friends within the Latin community that, you know, I had a chance to go down to Mexico City and cover Monday Night Football game down there. And in the Latin countries and in Central America and South America, the NFL is very well received. And so, you know, the different Spanish-speaking networks being able to have, you know, the Thursday Night Football, being able to have Sunday Night Football, things like that, it's only better for the game, and it's only better for the league. So I think Roger Goodell and the NFL are really changing with the times to their benefit.
In fact, Amber, it was Spanish-language television that was really the first to catch on the idea of simulcasting games, whether it was Telemundo, ESPN Deportes, Universo, et cetera. And by the way, we had the coordinating producer of the Nickelodeon game on our program, and I thought the game went fantastic. The idea of the GAC, the augmented reality sequences where a person scores a touchdown, GAC shows up on the end zone. Ian Eagle's son was terrific in probably his national play-by-play debut. He's definitely a star to watch. Nate Grossman was very good. They had, I think, a really great format, and they executed very well.
They nailed it, and Gabrielle, she was awesome as well. It was just they captured it very well. It was a lot of my good friends at CBS who had done Thursday Night Football with me for years. They knew what they were doing, so they brought kind of the veteran football people in, and then added the Nickelodeon creatives in, and they nailed it. They did a great job.
So it sounds like you work regularly with NFL Network. How do you work with them, and what are some of the other sports services or non-sports services you work with?
Well, I was with NFL Network for 8 years, and we had so many great broadcasts, so many great memories. But now I'm with I do broadcasts for Fox. I'll do a little college football this fall, maybe some baseball with them. And then I also do Westwood One. I was just down at the draft covering the first rounders in Cleveland doing the NFL draft. So I'll do a lot of Monday Night Football on Westwood One this year. I might be hosting my studio show on Sundays again. So, you know, it's kind of, again, I kind of bounce in and out when I want to, and it's nice because I've got these other projects going on that need my attention as well.
You know, Amber, you mentioned Westwood One. I have been a big fan of their NFL coverage for years, and I thought it was very interesting that this year CBS brought two of their best voices, Tom McCarthy and Kevin Kugler. And Kevin, I think, is a star in the rise. I thought he's been a star in the rise. He's been doing Sunday Football for a long time. He did the championship game also. It was very interesting that some of the Westwood One talent had a chance to shine on the CBS TV games.
It was great. You know, Kevin is a star in the rise. You're absolutely right. Kevin and I did the Pro Bowl, the last Pro Bowl where people were actually there in 2020. It was actually, if you remember, it was the day that Kobe Bryant passed away. And so that was a difficult day to be covering a live sporting event and get that news in the middle. And I will tell you something. Kevin Kugler was a pro. He was as sympathetic as he balanced his heartbreak for what the news that we were getting about Kobe Bryant with, hey, we're still talking about an event that is supposed to be a fun event, a kind of a celebrity football event at the Pro Bowl. And he's as nice as he is talented, and I've been lucky to do a few games with him, and I'm looking forward to doing it again. But, yeah, Westwood One, I mean, usually I'm on a team with Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner, and I just feel like they're the top of the line. Westwood One, the coverage of football, they know, again, well-oiled machine, been doing it forever. They know what they're doing.
Kevin's fantastic. Loved him for years, both radio and television, and no matter what he's on, he's terrific. I was like Scott Graham, by the way, does the pre- and post-game shows and NFL preview. He is terrific, too. But everybody in the whole the gang led by Howard Dinneroff and all the crew of Westwood One, they should get more attention, I think, for what they do on radio. They do a fantastic job. And I want to say this about Kevin Kugler also. Sensational job on the NCAA March Madness this year. I heard his call, especially on the game where Gonzaga won in the Final Four, that crazy last-second shot. The way he handled that call was sensational.
Yep, and it will be played over and over for years to come. And by the way, I love that you shouted out Mr. Howard R. Dinneroff, Howie, our boss. So he's amazing, and he's a legend of the business, and he does a great job.
Absolutely. We are speaking with Amrithya Harris. She is the Sports Emmy nominee for the HBO documentary, which she put together, The Weight of Gold. Sports Emmy Awards are coming up on June 8th. They will be presented online. We'll tell you how you can do that in a moment. And it will be at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And Amber joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. And coming next, we'll talk about something interactive she is working on. Maybe interactive TV. We'll find out. If a question or comment or many moments with Amber, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up next half hour, the answer to our classic trivia question we posed over the last 2 weeks. And we'll tell you what it is. I think you might be surprised at the answer to the question and where it came from. Now, Amber, I understand you are working on an interactive project. It's called WinQuick. How interactive is it? And is it going to be a television project?
I hope so. I mean, that could be in the distant hold on, I got to turn down the thing that is playing right now on my computer. Sorry if you hear that. I'm always working on different things. So, WinQuick, I've already talked to my friends who are involved in the NBC game show scene. They have a new show, coming out actually May 30th, and I'm working closely with them on another project. So I would love to get WinQuick as a game show one day on TV. But right now it's an app. It's WinQuick, no C, and you can download it anywhere. It's trivia. It's free money. It's not gambling. You just log on, and we have celebrity host Pooch Hall, who everybody knows from The Game, and, of course, from Ray Donovan, it just began production for the movie, Ray Donovan the movie. So he's in New York shooting that right now, but he knocked out a bunch of episodes of trivia for us before leaving. So every Thursday night, we have a live trivia game with Pooch Hall, and that's kind of for the big money. You just answer 10 questions, and if you are the fastest and the most correct, you split the pot with everybody else who did the same in the world. So it's really fun, and then it's also very interactive with your friends. We have a one-versus-one function, so I could log on and play my friend, challenge my friend in any trivia category, and the app actually keeps track of how many one-versus-one challenges I win throughout the week and then can pay me, direct me into my PayPal if I finish at the top of the world. I say the world because we have players in Korea, Japan, India. It's really cool to see how great the app is doing. And also you can just play solo by yourself, and you can also win money by playing by yourself. The more you play throughout the week, the more questions you get right. The app keeps track, and at the end of the week, you might make the leaderboard, and boom, you get money. And then we have another game type that we're adding that kind of brings in my background of sports. It's sports predictions. Again, not gambling. You log on. You answer 12 questions about what you think might happen that day in sports, true or false. And if you're correct at the end of the day, boom, money goes in your PayPal account. So the reaction we've gotten to this, the feedback, is that it's really fun, families can play it, sports fans can play it, pop culture fans. So it's Win Quick App, and I'm really proud of it. It's my first venture into tech, and we're looking forward to it growing even more.
And what's the website again that people can check out for more details or to play the game?
Well, you can just download it at Google, the Google Play Store, at the Apple App Store. It's called WinQuick, W-I-N-Q-U-I-K. It's a big Q. You'll see it on the icon. Just download it, register, and then you can play all three of our game types with the fourth game type coming up. So check it out.
And who knows? It may become an interactive TV app down the road. Interactive TV is really starting to cook. And by the way, one of the interesting themes of this first day of the Digital Content New Front, interactive advertising is here. It works. You're going to see a lot of advertisers, I think, get into interactive ads and of all different shapes and sizes this year. And it was also great to see, by the way, they showed excerpts of what companies like Sonic Restaurant are already doing in that fast-growing field. So, Amber, what new projects are you working on? What's next for you?
I've actually got to hustle off because I have a meeting with Universal right now coming up. We're working on two animated projects, myself and Phil Quartararo, the former CEO of Virgin Records. We're doing a musical anthology, an animated anthology that is we're really, really excited about. It's the first big project under my new production company, Artemis Sky. That's the biggest one. And then Animal Crackers 2, we're looking to create that one with my partner, Scott Christian Sava, who did Animal Crackers 1. It was the number one film on Netflix, animated film on Netflix last summer, featuring Emily Blunt and John Krasinski and a bunch of other stars, Sly Stallone. So we're acquiring the rights to do the follow-up to that. So a couple of animated projects that are really exciting right now down the pipe.
As you can hear, a lot on the plate and very, very well deserved. Again, the Emmy-nominated documentary is The Weight of Gold, and hopefully HBO may repeat it, hopefully between now and when the Sports Emmy Awards come out for 2021. That's on June 8th. It will be presented virtually, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you want more details about being able to catch the show online, go to the Emmys.tv. Or if you want to get a list of all the Emmy nominations in the sports categories, go to also the Emmys.tv, E-M-M-Y-S.tv. And more about the documentary, The Weight of Gold, HBO.com. And if you want to try Win Quick, which is available on Thursday night, download that app from Google Play, Apple, other great places as well. Emma Pia Harris, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Congratulations on the nomination. All the best for you. And we'd love to have you back when your further projects get going.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very, very welcome, Amber. Take care. Have a great night.
You as well.
Amber Pia Harris from Los Angeles joining us live this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. More of our show coming up, but first some words to the fine folks at our sponsor, Audible.com. One of the top authors around is David Baldacci, or Dachi, depending on how you want to pronounce it. He was on our show several years ago when he was involved in a Hallmark Channel movie around Christmas time. Well, he's got a brand new novel out, and it's one of his more unique. It's called The Gambling Man, and it's about, Reno, Nevada, about the gambling scene and a whole lot more. And you can get that right now if you make that your book to try out for 1 month at Audible.com. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from. And listen on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at the Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, Amazon Music, Verbal, iHeartRadio, etc. Just sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. It's audibletrial.com/televised. Get one free audio book, 1 month trial, great customer service from Audible's parents, Amazon.com. By the way, you can try the trial for one of two, not one, but two different subscriptions. There's Audible Premium and Audible Premium Plus. And if you try Premium Plus, you get the opportunity, particularly if you're an Amazon Prime customer, for a second book you can get in that trial from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. It's original audio productions and podcasts. Best of Broadway or Broadway Regional Theater. And by the way, great news that Broadway may come back as early as mid-month under Governor Andrew Cuomo here in New York. And great one woman and one man performances. So how about making this week a great opportunity for you or someone you love to check out Audible.com and find out how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. For all details, it's audibletrial.com/televised. We come back. Back to L.A. we go. We'll talk with the co-executive producer of the award-winning TV One series Unsung, Keisha Maunier. And we'll have her after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You can get the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio, speaker, and tuner radio, tuner.com. Together, reaching over 60 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget tomorrow, Kings in the Morning, Make Jay King and crew a great radio habit online. That's Kings of the Morning tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, that's BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of this early evening special edition of Tomorrow We Televise. Time to have fun with you live from New Weber, York. 60 degrees top of the hour. Hopefully the showers that have been around the last hour are starting to settle and leave this New York metro area. Got another wonderful guest coming away in the half hour ahead. Plus, the answer to our classic trivia question that we've been offering over the last 2 weeks. If you have a question or comment for our guest, don't be shy. Use that phone, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Our second guest this half hour is the co-executive producer of one of the most popular and long-running TV series on TV One. It's called Unsung, and it deals with pop and soul music stars that have triumphed over the big crises in their lives. The program is on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Joining us live from Los Angeles, she's also involved with the production company who makes Unsung and other programs, A. Smith & Company, co-executive producer, Keisha Monnier. Keisha, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Simon. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. Why has Unsung been such a long-running favorite?
You know, I mean, I think the magic of Unsung is really just the nostalgia that it brings combined with the great storytelling. You know, over the years, we've profiled over 175 artists, and, you know, the audience has been so receiving of the episodes, and I think that it just kind of captivated our audience from the jump. You know, because we were doing something that, you know, a lot of these artists hadn't been profiled in that way before. So to kind of shine the spotlight on them, I think the audience kind of really just took to it. And they've continued to kind of be in our corner over the last, you know, 13 years. So it's been really great.
Mm-hmm. Of all the artists you've profiled, the series has profiled, what gets the most audience response? The superstars, let's say, along the lines of a Stevie Wonder or Luther Vandross or The Temptations or the musical star or group that, let's say, has just one hit or two hits to their credit?
I mean, I think it's kind of the latter, because I think that's kind of the magic of the series. It's just, you know, telling the stories of the music you know, but you may not necessarily know the journeys or the artist's names attached to those songs. So I think that those stories are the ones that captivate more than any others because, you know, I mean, a Stevie Wonder story has been told various times. So there's not much to discover about a bigger artist. But, you know, an artist that, you know, doesn't have as much recognition, there's so many things to discover about them and to fall in love with their journeys.
Yeah. And all these journeys have one important thing in common, which is at some point there is a major crisis that impacts the quality of their lives, and it's always how they get through it. How do you mix up the format so that it doesn't come across as repetitious, you know, from subject to subject or year to year?
I mean, I think we just kind of follow, you know, everybody's story is unique, and we just kind of follow those journeys for what they are. It's not a prerequisite of the series that a major crisis happens in your story. We've done a lot of stories that, you know, are just fun-loving stories that don't have a lot of tragedy in them. And those stories are just as, you know, unique and just as important as the others. I think that a lot of people are, you know, artists are real people, and they live their lives for music, and, you know, sometimes things happen. But it's really important to focus on how you get through those you know, those obstacles and come out on the other side to, and that's the story we really want to tell when we approach each episode.
How did the series start?
How did it start? So TV One actually approached A. Smith about doing the series back in 2008. I believe, a TV1 executive named Jeff Meyer was working there, and it was his brainchild to do the series. And he actually did not stay at TV1 much longer than, I believe, season one. But I always try to give him credit for, you know, starting the series where I can. Without him, we wouldn't be here. So, Jeff Meyer, thank you very much for the idea. And, you know, 13 years later, we're still going strong.
Mm-hmm. We are speaking with Keisha Monnier. She is the co-executive producer of Unsung, the popular and NAACP Image Award-winning series that is now on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on TV1. And we have Keisha live with us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Tom and I are going to be live from the other side of the U.S. of A., New York, 60 degrees at the top of the hour. Skies are brightening up as we get ready to head from early evening to big evening, prime time. If, of course, you're a comment for Keisha, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We're back at our regular prime time, 3 hours earlier, at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, and joining us on Friday, we will have one of the key executives at Home and Garden Television, Betsy Ayala. She's the head of programming and development there, senior vice president. We'll talk about some of the interesting new shows that she's got in the pipeline, not only for HGTV, but for Discovery Plus, which after 4 months on the air is definitely one of the major success stories of the mega content world so far this year. Plus, as I mentioned earlier, in one of the most unique, I think, subjects we have covered in a long time on this program, maybe ever, we'll have the founder of the new venture Space 2, or Space 11, his name is Andrea Irvelino. Space 11 is this new venture that is trying to produce original TV programming, live film tapes, in outer space with zero gravity. So be sure to join us for what should be an out-of-this-world for sure episode. That's Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. I've been also working on another guest, too, for that 90-minute, maybe two-hour episode. Keisha, along the way, who are some of the major stars or near-major stars that you've had on Unsung over the years?
You mean a profile or in terms of interviewing? I mean, in terms of interviewing, interviewed a lot of great people like the Berry Gordys or Smokey Robinsons. But in terms of profiling, we just our season 11 just dropped actually March 18th of this year, and we actually got a really big get, which was Morris Day. And most people know him for his work with Prince. So it was really, really great to kind of profile him and kind of get to hear his story beyond his relationship with Prince, because, you know, that's what everyone normally focuses on with him. You know, he's kind of synonymous with Prince. But to kind of delve into that story a little deeper was kind of cool. And he was a great guy, too. Great interview. Everything you would expect from Morris Day, we got in that show. So that was a great one.
Incidentally, when you decide on a subject for Unsung, how much time do you spend with that subject, that person or that group?
From start to finish, the episode takes about 6 months to produce. But the actual time spent with the artist, it varies from artist to artist. I mean, some people are more accessible than others. We normally try to shoot with each artist about 3 days. But the process in terms of putting the show together is about 6 months from booking to delivery.
I would guess that one of the things we don't see behind the scene is how much research you do with each subject, not
right.
only in filming or taping, but also can you get archival material? Can you get performance clips?
Right.
That in itself is a humongous task.
Absolutely. And we have a really great team over here. But, you know, just in terms of, like, the amount of time it takes just to book an episode and send it through pre-production, production, and post, you know, a lot of people don't realize all of that work that's going on behind the scenes. You know, so the time with the artist is very limited, but the process after that is what takes the most work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aside from, it sounds, by the way, that in addition to profiling stars or profiling musicians, performers, you sometimes do the backstage, people like a Berry Gordy, for example, or a Smokey Robinson who is both a star and a producer and a composer. Do you find that some of the ones that where they compose the material or they produce it behind the scenes are equally fascinating as a performer?
Absolutely. So we haven't done anyone outside of recording artists thus far. So that's been the main focus, but the plan for future episodes is to definitely broaden that and go into producers and maybe writers at some point. But yes, all of the stories are fascinating because everyone, again, has a unique journey to tell of a life lived in and for music. So it's really interesting. Really interesting to just kind of, dive into that journey and kind of see. And it's Unsung has been such a cautionary tale from the beginning for especially people who are looking to go this route. You have hundreds of examples now of, like, different ways to achieve that goal, you know, your goal in music by looking at Unsung. And I'm really proud of that. Of being able to, one, help preserve the legacies of these artists, but also just to provide those cautionary tales to live out in history. So I'm very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. How many of the episodes deal with some of the classic performers of the early days of rock and roll and soul music in the 1950s and 60s? I'm thinking of performers like Nat King Cole, Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson,
right.
The Temptations, The Four Tops, Levi Stubbs in particular, the main voice of that great group, The Supremes, and on, the Motown sound folks.
So we haven't gone as far as the 50s and 60s. I believe the furthest we've gone back is the 70s. So we did like a lot of funk bands of the 70s, like the Ohio Players. We also did Sly and the Family Stone, which could be late 60s, early 70s. But we have not gone back to the Jackie Wilsons thus far. Let's see, who else did we... I'm trying to think of the 70s. So, we absolutely did the OJs as well, who... I think they're going on like 50 or 60 years of performing together, for sure. Let's see. Those have all been,
and, by the way,
we've done such a variety, a great range of episodes from the 70s to current. So.
Yeah. By the way, I thought it was very interesting, Keisha, that at the NFL draft coverage, it was on this weekend and before the weekend on ABC and ESPN NFL Network, the Isley brothers were given a special ovation. Because they were in person. The two remaining Isley brothers were at the draft in Cleveland, and they got a really nice standing ovation.
So that would be one of my dream shows, actually, the Isley brothers. I love their music. I grew up on them. They actually just did a versus competition with Earth, Wind, and Fire, which would be another dream show. That soul music is just so amazing, and it speaks to me. Like, it touches your heart. You know, every one of those songs that was played, you know, that it taps into that nostalgia that, you know, it connects everyone in a way that, you know, other things don't. So, you know, just to have the power of music and just to keep that music alive is really important. And just being able to preserve it for future generations to come, I think is really important.
Keisha Monnier, the co-executive producer of Unsung, is our guest this evening, half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Happy to have you with us wherever you are joining us from across the USA or around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget, the next episode of Unsung is this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, on TV One, available on cable and satellite. And in a moment, we're going to talk about the other projects that Keisha's working on through the company making Unsung, A. Smith & Company. Been around the world of unscripted TV for quite some time. If you have a question or comment on our remaining moments with Keisha, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And also coming up before the top of the hour, we'll have the answer to the classic trivia question that we've been posing over the last 2 weeks, which is, name Rick Bahartay's first television series. It was not Law and Order Special Victims Unit. She actually did one back in 1986. And nobody got the answer over the last 2 weeks. We'll give it to you in a little bit. You know, Keisha, A. Smith & Company has been around for quite a while. What's it up to lately in the world of Unscripted besides Unsung?
So A. Smith is mostly known for, you know, kind of the big budget competition shows. They produce American Ninja Warrior, Hell's Kitchen, Titan Games with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Mental Samurai. And actually, I think two of those series, Hell's Kitchen and Mental Samurai, are having their season premieres this month, later in the month, so tune in for those. But so A. Smith kind of has two sides. So they have those high, those competition shows that I just named, but then they also have a documentary division, and that's kind of where Unsung falls in. We also do a show for BET Plus called American Gangster Trap Queens. We have a show with TLC called Welcome to Plathville, and a number of other shows that are all just very driven by, you know, we just want to make purposeful content. So.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we had the executive producer of Trap Queens on our show last year. If you want to catch that, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com, televised, or check it out on the IR Radio podcast network, irradio.com, tune.com, speaker.com as well. By the way, throughout today's opening day of the Digital Content New Fronts, one of the other big messages was diversity, 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 that there was a lot of commitment to diversity. You mentioned Fox, which is carrying Hell's Kitchen and Metal Samurai, new episode later this month. That Tubi is going to be working on a number of made-for-TV movies involving African-American talent. Also, they are looking at doing live-action animated films with Bento Box Entertainment. They're in House Animation Studio that works on The Simpsons and other Sunday Night Animation domination shows. I'm curious what your company sees with this expanded environment of mega-content services, like whether the bundles like Peacock or services like Discovery Plus, Apple TV Plus, BET Plus, Peacock, Paramount, et cetera. What do you make? What does your company make of this huge amount of opportunity that's opened up, particularly in the last couple of years, through smart TV sets and smart devices?
Right. I mean, I think, honestly, there's never been a better time to be a content creator than now. There's so many different platforms to kind of get your content out there and exposed. And, you know, the diversity in programming now is only, it's very, very encouraging to me as an African American in this industry. Just the fact that people are making an effort to make sure that everyone is being seen and heard. It means a lot, and I am very appreciative to be at a company that has kind of been on the forefront of that, you know, and always including a diverse portfolio of programming on its roster.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that A. Smith is involved with competitions, it's involved with documentary programming, it's involved with Unscripted. Do you see a move into Scripted at some point, maybe taking one of your documentary programs and doing a scripted version of it, like Trap Queens, which I would think would be a really
absolutely
subject matter.
It's something
for the,
that kind of we've
show.
Been talking about in the past, but and I definitely see it going there at some point with the right project. It's all about the project.
Yeah, Unsung could be it. That would be a. We know that when we've had in the past, like Fox, what they did with Empire, what they did with Star over the last 4 or 5 years.
Absolutely.
And then probably should say, of course, reruns on TV One, that that there's definitely an audience for music-oriented projects. American Soul on BET.
Agreed.
Cover the world of Don Cornelius.
Agreed. I mean, it's all about timing and project. We have a couple things in the iron. I mean, a couple fires in the iron. Irons in the fire.
Well, however you say it, it's great. By the way, what are some of the... who are some of the performers or subjects coming up on future episodes of Unsung on Sunday nights?
So this Sunday we actually have an episode on Life Jennings, who was very candid in his interview about everything. He is, if you don't know about his story, he went to prison pretty early, and he actually got his record deal very shortly after serving 10 years in prison. He was on the old program Showtime at the Apollo and kind of got his record deal from there. And he's just very open and very candid about, you know, the trials and tribulations of his life. His documentary, his unsung documentary, actually does view like a movie. I mean, it's like a real-life movie. So that one's really interesting. I would encourage everyone to tune in to that. And then ending the season is an episode on the Jones Girls. Unsung will be preempted, actually, on Sunday 5/16 for TV One's last interview with DMX. It was his final interview. Mm-hmm. And they're airing that on the 16th, and then Unsung will be back on the 23rd to finish out the season on the Jones Girls.
Season 12 of Unsung continues this coming Sunday night. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on TV One. Don't forget TV One is available on cable and satellite, so check the local links for where it is available in your area. And for more details about the program and the network online, go to tvone.tv. That's T-V-O-N-E, tvone.tv. Unsung, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. One of the many shows that are going on from A. Smith and Company. And we want to remind you, we think new episodes of Hell's Kitchen and Mental Samurai coming to Fox later this month, Fox.com. That's where you go for all details. Check out the Fox station, of course, in your area. It will also be played, by the way, the next day, I believe, on Tubi, the multi-channel bundle owned by Fox. Keisha Amane, thank you again for joining us. It's a real pleasure. Congrats on all the awards and the great success of the last 12 years on Sun. Hopefully many, many more seasons. Look forward to having you back with your fellow producers to do more good stuff on what A. Smith is doing. And all the very best to you this coming week and month. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Simon.
You're welcome, Keisha. Take care. Have a super week.
All right, you too. Bye.
Keisha Monnier joining us live from Los Angeles. One more thing we want to do is a special shout-out to the host of the Digital Content New Front we talked about near the top of the show. That's Maria Menounos, the former entertainment news program host who now does her own series on YouTube and YouTube TV. At the beginning of the New Front this afternoon, David Cohen, the head of the Interactive Ad Bureau, announced that over the weekend, Menounos lost her mother. And we want to send not only a shout-out to her, but also condolences to her and her family. And I think it really takes something special, the fact that Maria, despite her personal loss and her family's personal loss, still committed, made sure that she was committed to doing the New Front all week long. She did a fantastic job, by the way, today. So, Maria, we're thinking of you, your mother, and your family. Our condolences from here at Blog Talk Radio and tomorrow will be televised to you and your family. And we wish you nothing but the very, very best. And keep up the great work with the Digital Content New Front. Now it's time for our return of our classic trivia question of the week. Sorry to say we did not get a winner for our question we posed the last 2 weeks. So that means nobody gets the two Babylon 5 soundtracks by the composer of that popular syndicated series, Christopher Frank. The question, name Mariska Hargitay's first television series. The answer, we told you it was a one-word clue. It was on in 1986, and I did make a mistake. I said it was on NBC. It was actually on CBS. It was called Downtown. It was about a group of parolees, one of them played by Hargitay, Jesse Smith to be exact, who worked with a police person played by the wonderful actor Michael Nuori of Search for Tomorrow fame, The Gangster Chronicles, all sorts of TV starring and guest starring appearances. Again, Downtown ran for 13 episodes in 1996-97 on CBS, and Mariska Hargitay played Jesse Smith, and that was her first TV series. So once again, the answer, Downtown on CBS 1986, Mariska Hargitay's first television series. Since nobody got the question, no prize awarded, we will give the classic trivia question a week's rest. We'll be back with a new question at a regular time period, Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, and we'll add another prize to the Babylon 5 soundtracks. So join us on Monday for the new question. When you hear it, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you email, enclose your name, the answer, and your mailing address. So if you win, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible. And if we don't get a winner by the end of next Monday, we post the question the following morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, where we have over 2,500 followers. And on Twitter, where we have over 760-something followers, 760 followers. And that's at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. And as always, we like to say, in order to win, you got to be in. So all the very best and go for it when we bring it to you next Monday. Again, I want to thank again both of my guests for being with us, and also congratulations to the Interactive Ad Bureau for their great opening day of the Digital Content New Fronts. And the New Fronts, by the way, will be continuing tomorrow through Thursday, about 4 or 5 hours each day. Tomorrow's cast of presenters include YouTube, which is doing more and more on smart TV sets, Condé Nast, Vevo, the smart TV programming music service, A&E Networks, and Verizon Media, which, of course, you may have heard, made the deal to sell to Yahoo and AOL, et cetera, TechCrunch, et cetera, to Apollo for several billion dollars. Also, they're going to have a special segment on an African-American or diverse company that's also being involved in the smart TV game. And I believe that company is going to be the new one from Hillman, from Leo Waite, of the China band called Hillman Grad. So congratulations to IAB for doing that. They're going to do that every day, spotlight a new diversity organization that is getting into the smart TV or the original content game. Don't forget, we're back our regular time period, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Joining me will be from Home and Garden Television, Senior Vice President of Programming and Development, Betsy Ayala, and from the new venture, Space 11, that is out to create TV programming, live, filmed, and taped direct from outer space in zero gravity, the founder of that venture, Andrea Erbolino. If you came in late on today's episode, I want to catch up on episodes you missed. Don't forget, we make it so easy for you, no matter what time of day we're on. So check it out at www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/TELEVISED. And remember, we're available 24/7 on podcast. So check our recent episodes at iTunes, Apple TV, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio's podcast sections, plus Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Now, there's a podcast site like Spotify, Pandora, Westwood One, that we mentioned earlier, that doesn't carry our program. You'd like to see us carry it. Let them know, drop a line, and have them communicate with me directly, and we'll try to get something done, okay? Okay. And as always, whether you catch us in our regular daytime period or the special evening period, we hope to do more of, by the way, as the year goes on. We love hearing from you. We do respond to your communications in 24 hours. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Again, that's how you get involved in our classic community question of the week. Also, in our regular show to know feature, we'll tell you more about that on Friday. And we do respond on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. That's our social media places. So however you communicate, it's much appreciated. And we do respond in 24 hours. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate at BTR is Mandolin. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Steinberg, head of content. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Charish. Bobby Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, for a one-month trial, it's audibletrial.com/televised. It makes a great gift for you or someone you love. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening this night or mid-afternoon, depending on where you are. As I said, we'll be back on Friday, regular time period, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe, make it great, get the vaccine, and get ready, because we are licking this pandemic now and forever. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.